matter what people say. We got it going on. Who cares about what they did?
You know me, I'm the hottest in the scene.
WJMS. This is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip-hop beefs to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
And now your host, Rita.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I hope you guys are striving, thriving, and surviving in these corona-infested streets. So we are getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. And normally, this would be a time of utter joy, right? I mean, at least for me, thank God I always get the day of and the day after Thanksgiving off. And it's just a, you know, it's just a break that we are all looking forward to. Thanksgiving is also a time where people, families, we get together, right? You have kids who are normally off to college, family members who are off in the military. It's just a time where people near and far can get together and crack jokes and eat really good food. But this year, Thanksgiving has been compromised due to our little friend, Rona. And it's going to be really difficult, not just because we can't get together, you know, in one house to eat good food, but there are a lot of people who lost their relatives during this coronavirus pandemic. A lot of my friends lost their fathers, their mothers, their grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles. And so you went from one Thanksgiving with your family into now Thanksgiving 2020, where, you know, you're having it without your parents and without your loved ones. So it's going to be a really hard time. So for those of you who have friends and family that have lost loved ones during the pandemic, you know, take this time to reach out to them. Take this time to check up on them and to see if they're okay. Because I'll let you know right now, they're probably not going to be okay. As I'm giving PSAs out there, also, guys, Thanksgiving, yes, we know it's the time for turn up. This is the time where we are hopping from house to house, trick or treating with our food bowls, looking to get nourished for the next 2 weeks. However, we are in the middle of a global pandemic and the numbers are rising. They are becoming, you know, I don't want to say astronomical, but you know what I mean. They're increasing as the days go by. And we want to keep our loved ones safe. We want to be safe. And if it's anything like my family, we normally have 20, 30, 40 people deep in a house. But this year we can't do that. And I saw a meme the other day that just, you know, it resonated with me. It said, a social distancing Thanksgiving is better than an ICU Christmas. And that is so real. So again, I mean, it's going to be hard because it's just part of a tradition that a lot of us have. And to be clear, Thanksgiving for a lot of Black people, especially Caribbean people, it's not about, you know, Plymouth Rock and whatever the story goes. It's really just about that togetherness, that ability to be under one roof and just spend time with each other. But we have to make sacrifices this year. And there are so many other ways that we can still connect, right? One thing this pandemic has taught us is that we can still connect with our loved ones. We can still connect with our friends. We can still be present, you know, just socially distancing. So I don't know how many of you guys are preparing for a Zoom Thanksgiving, but if the thought did not come across your mind, think about it, right? I mean, Zoom is available for everyone. And let's not sleep on the elderly. A lot of times we think that our elders are not hip and they're not savvy. But I mean, they've been catching their church services. They've been, you know, they've been connecting to what's important to them. And so, you know, if you haven't thought about how you're going to get together as a family, consider Zoom, consider FaceTime, you know. Thanksgiving is a time where we show gratitude to one another. We are grateful for where we are and for the things that we have. Don't stop that trend just because we're in the middle of a global pandemic. So with that being said, today's show is actually going to talk about this Thanksgiving and social distancing and how, you know, how it's just going to be this year. And so to talk about that is one of my many, many, many cousins, Sadrak Pierre. He's going to come on a little later just to talk about, you know, Thanksgiving. And we are part of this large family that celebrates, you know, and house hops on Thanksgiving Day. In fact, last year I was with him at one of my stops for Thanksgiving. And so we're just going to talk about, you know, the Thanksgiving, you know, I guess, I don't know, the new Thanksgiving that's about to take place this year. And also how to further empower yourselves, right? The clapbacks, although we're not going to be in each other's faces, the clapbacks are, you know, are still going to be necessary, right? And every year I give you guys a whole list of clapbacks. But this year, we have something different for you. I think this year it's going to be a little easier for those of us who have been victims of family members and their random ass friends who feel like they can speak on our lives, right? A lot of us have felt victim to these, you know, why aren't you in a relationship? Why haven't you had kids? And, you know, why aren't you doing well in school? All of these invasive questions that we have to endure every single year. And year after year, we just sit there and we take it. This year, things are a little different because we're virtual now. And all you got to do is exit stage left. So stay tuned to just listen to Sadrak and I as we talk about, we reminisce a little bit about Thanksgiving in the past. And we just talk about how Thanksgiving 2020 is going to be. But before we get into the meat of the show, we are going to get into the preliminaries. But I have an announcement to make. So, for those of you who follow me on social media, and if you are not following me on social media, please follow According to RP on Instagram. I had posted a series of reels and some stories asking you guys whether or not you guys would be interested in a Haitian Creole word or phrase of the week. And I got an overwhelming yes from all of you. So thank you for those of you who, you know, responded and gave your input. So as of next week, we will be having a Haitian Creole word or phrase of the week. The reason that I thought this was important is, one, I'm Haitian American. I always talk about being Haitian American on this show. I highlight our culture, I think, to the best of my ability on this show by, you know, the various guests that I bring on and just the different topics that we speak on. But I also find that every now and then I just break out into Creole or I say something in Haitian Creole. And some of you guys are probably wondering, what the hell is this girl saying? Is she putting a hex on us? Like, what is happening here? In fact, one of my friends actually did ask me if I casted a spell, you know, on the air. And I'm like, the ignorance is real. No, I did not. I was speaking Haitian Creole. So I figure if I can randomly bust into Creole at any moment and you guys are listening to it, why not teach you guys some Haitian Creole? This platform is not just here to entertain, but it's here to educate and to teach and to inform. And so, you know, I'm always getting criticized by my non-Haitian friends that I do not teach them any Creole. So here we go. I am opening my services to the world. Just a disclaimer, I am not a certified teacher, because there was somebody who did slip in my DMs asking me if I was qualified. I am Haitian American. I was born here, but I was raised in a household that I think my first language was Creole, actually, because nobody was speaking English. My parents came here when, like, well into their 30s, and my grandmother was like 70 something. So I speak very, very like Creole-ric, as they call it. So I can speak very, like, you know, colloquial, like native Creole, because that's how I learned, right? So I am more than qualified to be able to share my knowledge. So with that being said, stay tuned for the new segment next week. So to keep up with our, you know, ongoing and current preliminaries, it is now time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
May I have the definition?
What does skeet skeet mean?
What's on fleek?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I've been on fleek. Is it lit?
And it's gonna be lit.
Major key.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
So this week's Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week is apocalypsing. Apocalypsing is treating every relationship like it's your last and getting super serious with someone you just started dating. Example, person one, who the F is the new chick with Alex? Person two, IDK, he's been apocalypsing like crazy. Now, I haven't heard anybody use this term apocalypsing. Apparently, it's pretty recent, though. It looks like November 10th, 2020 is when the account by the name of Plenty of Fish submitted this to Urban Dictionary. Now, although I don't think anybody's going to go around, you know, saying, oh, he's apocalypsing, oh, she's apocalypsing, I think that the definition, though, does serve a purpose. We are in a global pandemic and people do not know what to do with themselves. Some people think that the world is ending. Those who have practiced YOLO in their lives are practicing YOLO at even higher rates, right? And so I think that there are a lot of relationships that are just instantly forming right now, instantly becoming serious because we're in a pandemic and we don't know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. And so people are really taking this to heart. And they are not just shacking up, like people are getting married, like people are getting into serious relationships that would normally take about, 3 to 6 months to really develop are happening within a week. It's crazy. Not to say that you can't fall in love in a week. I'm not saying that, guys. Things happen, right? But I feel like the overwhelming majority of individuals who are entering into these 5-minute relationships are doing so because of the fact that we are in a global pandemic. And so, yeah, apocalypsing, that is the word of the week. So this week, I actually do not have a big up of the week. But what I am going to do is make an appeal to all of you who tune into the show. I believe early on in the According to RP history, so maybe 2 years ago, I had asked that the general public, the audience, my listeners, submit nominations of people who you think are doing amazing things in the community. It doesn't have to just be Brooklyn. It could be New York. It can be the East Coast, United States, whatever, right? We wanted to start shining lights on individuals who are doing amazing things. Now, I think that I've done a pretty good job over the course of the years of finding these people, but I am just one person and people are literally under my nose, under our noses, doing great things and are getting no recognition. And I am a little bit tired of bigging up like celebrities, although those who do great work should be, you know, should be recognized, but that's what the Shade Room and them are for, right? And TMZ and that. But I feel like according to RP, we are the voice of the people. And so we really want to start highlighting real everyday people who are doing great things. So with that being said, guys, I am asking all of you to please, please, please submit nominations of who you think should get the big up of the week. So you can do this 3 ways. One, if you are on Instagram, slide up in my DMs. If you are on Facebook, slide up in the Facebook Messenger. You can also send an email with maybe a blurb of who this person is at accordingtorp@gmail.com. Or if you are among the privileged to have my personal cell phone number, send me a text message and say, hey, girl, I got somebody for the big up of the week. I really need your help with this, guys. I don't ask you for much. So I am looking forward to an overwhelming amount of nominations for next week's show. Now, with every high, there is a low. And this week's Womp Womp of the Week goes to none other than Giuliani's hair colorist stylist, whoever that individual is. And the reason that this individual is getting the Womp Womp of the Week is because last week, America, the world, were witnesses, to Giuliani's hair malfunction. So he was conducting a press conference where his brown hair dye, started to drip on both sides of his face. Now, why is this alarming and why does the colorist of Giuliani get the Womp Womp of the Week? Because Giuliani is the attorney of Trump, right? Giuliani has money. He has the dollar bills to invest in a decent coloring system. He is not like us regular schmegulars who end up going to Target to get, you know, a Clairol system or, you know, I don't know who else is making box hair colors these days, right? He has the ability. In fact, he can hire this stylist to come to his home with the entire professional kit. I don't know why he or she chose. It seems to me as if he had a rinse as opposed to a semi-permanent, at least. At least he could have got a semi-permanent color system in his hair. Now, I feel like the ancestors have been working double time during this election season to make a mockery of the Republicans, because between the fly that entered the debate hall to land on Mike Pence's head and now Giuliana, who my mother affectionately calls my mother refuses to call Giuliani by his name. She calls him Giuliana. This is the same woman, though, who I said, I think a couple episodes ago, who calls Kamala Harris Carla. So I don't know, Haitians refuse to get people's name right. But either way, Giuliani, you know, I don't understand this hair dripping situation. Like, I mean, I was thoroughly pleased because this was classic entertainment, but it just boggles the mind how he was able, like, how did he leave the chair? Like, there must have been a mix-up, right? Instead of permanent coloring or semi-permanent, they must have gotten the dollar store brand dye. And I feel like even the dollar store brand dye would not even do him this, like, would not even play him like this. Like, it's crazy to me, but it was hilarious. It was hilarious. And I feel like, I don't know. Maybe he didn't have a colorist. Maybe Giuliani is the womp womp for himself. Maybe he bypassed the colorist and said, you know what? I can do this by myself. I don't know. I feel like that would have to be the explanation. It has to be the explanation because it just doesn't make sense to me. But he or she, or maybe it's Giuliani that gets the womp womp. I don't know. Whoever put that hair dye in his hair is the person that gets the womp womp of the week, because they should know better. They should know better, unless he did it himself. I don't know. But it was entertaining. So I can't, although this is a womp womp, I'm happy that it happened, though, because it was very entertaining for me and my friends. But either way, we are now on to the meat of the show. All right, everyone, I'm here with my very, very special guest, Sadrak Pierre. Sadrak, say hello.
Hello, everyone. How y'all feeling?
Thank you so much, Sadrak, for jumping on such a last minute request.
No problem. That's what family's for.
So for those of you who don't know, Sadrak is one of my many, many, many cousins. Many, many cousins. And so, Sadrak, just let us know a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so with regard to the family, I'm the youngest of Mata Njuju's children.
Shout out to Mata Njuju.
Born and raised in Jersey, but I am a full-time musician, performer, singer, songwriter. Now based in New Jersey, because, you know, I was taking care of family because the Rona hit. So we had to, you know, rally together and take care of grandma. But thank God she's doing better. She's still 91, but she's doing better.
Amen.
And yeah, so I've just been working full time with music before, you know, 2020 stopped everything.
Yeah. And Sadrak is an amazing singer. And, you know, it's, again, one of these relatives that I do not see very often, but I stay bumping into at friends' weddings and events because he's the main attraction. Yes. It's like, wait, is that my cousin on the stage at your wedding?
Yep. And that's what I love, is because it's like, at least I know, even if I don't know anyone, maybe I'll bump into cousin like that. Like, at least I'll like...
It's crazy. crazy how many people I actually know in this world and how many people you
know a lot. I mean, I think that's like a symptom of the family.
Yeah.
It's like we all just know too many people, but it's a blessing.
It is a blessing. And a curse at times, though. And a curse.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. But definitely shout out to Matanjuju. Shout out to Grandma. You know, sending prayers to Grandma.
Thank you.
Definitely. So today I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving, right? We are big Thanksgiving people. I mean,
there's always a huge family gathering somewhere.
Like, if we don't see each other for the year, we are guaranteed to see each other at Thanksgiving.
At least, right?
And so this year I was thinking about how much Thanksgiving is going to change and how it's really going to affect people, right? I mean, I'm seeing memes that say, you know, a social distancing Thanksgiving is better than an ICU Christmas. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that's real.
It's real. It's very...
People are like, okay, we're going to have to change it up this year. 2020 has just been the year of the pivot. Where you have to just kind of recalibrate everything. So, I mean, I think that is going to be really difficult for a lot of people. Because just a lot of people are lonely, to be honest. But I think that we need to just be careful. It's one of those things, as someone who had to take care of, you know, it was just me and cousin Kel taking care of Grant. Because my mom, you know, her pulmonary disease, she couldn't really be in the house. It was just me and Kel for 2 straight months taking care of her. And she didn't even recognize us, you know. And you look back at the nursing home and there were about 15 people on her floor or in her hallway. Mm-hmm. And she's like one of three who remain because everyone is gone.
That's crazy. And that's another reality that's going to, you know, you mentioned people being lonely, but I had a lot of friends who lost like mom and dad, right?
Grandparents.
And it's like they were here last Thanksgiving and now we're about to hit Thanksgiving again. And they're, a year later.
Gone. And we haven't even had a chance to fully cope and to fully get any kind of understanding or closure from this experience. It's still happening.
It's still going on. Like, people are still, funerals were like Zoom,
Very weird. I had a friend who they closed the border to Canada and her grandmother passed away in Canada and she just had to watch it from her living room.
That happened to one of my friends too. Yeah.
So weird.
Oh, man. So, you know, outside of that, it's like, I feel like there's that component, right, of just dealing with the loss. And then there's just, you know, us dealing with the fact that we cannot be in each other's faces with the family jokes and eating the good food and playing the family games.
The food.
Because I usually walk around with Tupperware to everybody's home.
Of course, you have to. You gotta have something for the next couple weeks.
I put that stuff in the freezer. I put it in the freezer.
Yeah, it's true. That's what the freezer's for. I think that this year it's gonna have to be a little bit more calculated. Like, you're just gonna be, because people are still gonna cook, I think.
Yeah.
But it's just gonna be like maybe so-and-so can save me a plate. Or is that just not sanitary? What are people doing?
I don't know. I feel like maybe, like, as you said, that I'm thinking maybe takeout to go for the people who love to cook, right? Who love to, because in every family,
people just need to cook.
They have to. Like, this is, it's either, if they don't cook, then who are they, right? That's their identity.
Yeah.
So maybe a takeout. Like, I'm going to make all the food and then guys just come with, I'm going to prepare the bowls.
Come by at 5 p.m., 7 p.m., pick it up.
Yeah. That might have to be it. Now, are you partaking?
Because I need some of that food.
Listen, I'm already, sending the text messages to see who is going to be making some food. Who is going to cook?
What y'all doing?
What are y'all doing? Are we making the turkey? Are we making the macaroni?
Yeah.
Are we making the corn souffle? The corn souffle is important too.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing like a Zoom Thanksgiving at all? Like, has the family? Because I haven't heard it on my end.
See, that's the thing. I don't think enough of us are Zoom prepared. But like, some of the older generation, I think it's going to be hard to get them to kind of get it. But I mean, I would love to do that. I think that especially with the family members who have younger children, just so that the kids can kind of talk and and play and see each other. I know that people are kind of back into the quarantining or just like staying mm-hmm. in their home, basically, unless they have to leave. So, I definitely think we should do something like that just so that the kids have an outlet. And I would just like to see people's faces. I think as much as the internet can be terrible and social media can be, terrible, I do find that being able to see someone's face, a family member's actual face, and like in real time, see their reactions and stuff mm-hmm. through FaceTime or WhatsApp or Skype or Zoom, all of those things are really, like, really helpful. 2020 has been the year of staring into my phone at someone else's face.
You don't think, though, that the Gomuns have, and when I say Gomuns, for those of you who are unaware of this terminology, the elders, the old people, mm-hmm. you don't think that the Gomuns are Zoom savvy now? I feel like they have been forced to because of church.
They've definitely taken master classes to get where they need to go. Because I know some people have had to have their church services.
Yeah.
These Haitian people are not missing their church
service. No, they're not.
So they definitely, I think it's maybe going to be getting the ones who aren't usually, because I would love to see, some of the elders that like we just don't get to see.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know how easily that's going to, be feasible with the Zoom thing, or just them having a device that can do Zoom.
I feel like they all have devices.
A lot of them still got the old school.
They do, but I feel like the pandemic has forced the Gomuns to update. Like, my mom did not have a smart TV in her house, period. But when she realized that in order to catch the YouTube sermons and to live stream, I was over there one day and I was like, what is this doing here? She's like, oh yeah, sweetie. I got to catch my church.
Oh yeah, let me put you on the game.
Listen, she knows more than me. She was talking about, I'm going to get my magic jack, the magic jack. And I'm like, what do you know about a magic jack? She's like, I'm not paying for cable. I got my smart TV so I could tune into my church. And I feel like the pandemic has forced a lot of these, because people sleep on the elderly, y'all. People be thinking, oh no, they're too old. They're not aware. I feel like if you do the instruction, press this, press that, they will put the effort in so that they can catch their church service and catch the family time.
That's true. Because it is a priority. Church service is a priority.
Yeah, they're not stupid. Whatever's a priority, if they're not doing, that's how you know who's been playing us all these years. This is how you know, because when the priority hits, they're on it. They know how to do it.
That's it. Very true. Very true.
So, one of the things I used to do every year on this show was have a Thanksgiving clapback special, right? Because I feel like
yes.
I had to empower those of us. And I think you felt, you're the product of a Haitian child.
Sure.
You fell victim to these invasions of privacy every year at Thanksgiving, right?
That happened just once a year, where people feel like, oh, this is the only time I saw you. Let me get into the deepest part of you.
Yeah.
of your life.
The crazy part is the random.
All these people.
Yeah. I find that it's even more disturbing when it's the random friend that of your parents that you don't know that are asking
it's like,
you questions.
I don't
questions.
Even know you like that.
Yeah. It's like they have prime real estate to like your life. And I never understood it. But, we fell victim every year. And so every year I would give a couple, in each category, right? Kids, love life, school. I would give some, empowering mm-hmm. clapbacks. This year, like, my whole show was hijacked.
Yeah. Everybody's playing.
Hijacked my Thanksgiving special show. And I was like, man. But then I was like, Thanksgiving, although it's going to be different, it's not going to stop in the households, right? So we still need to be protected.
Yeah.
We still need to be protected.
They're still going to use your weight as a hello. They're still going to use.
Especially a lot of us gained serious weight during quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Serious weight. So my thing is, again.
No. I just think I find it like it's just crazy that we are still doing that. In 2020, like before the pandemic, people were saying, oh, things like, oh, I thought, you were going to be the skinny one. Like, just like, what?
Not,
how you say hello.
Yeah, but why is that? Like, why is that? Like, how is that a greeting? You know, for a culture.
I don't know.
For a culture that, you know, that is like so much about respect, right? Like, when you get to somebody's yeah. house, you got to kiss them. They're all about respect. How is this rude? Like, how is this audacity accepted?
It's, I think, because, I mean, and this goes back to a deeper, I think, issue within the culture. I think it's, you know, a lack of respect for younger people, just in terms of like, you're not an adult. So, or I don't see you as an adult. So because of that, I can pretty much say whatever I want to you, which is not the best way to have a fruitful conversation with another human being. But, you know, Haitian people are a little old school.
I feel like you gave a lot of credit there. You gave them too much credit. You said that they don't see you as an adult. Sometimes I feel like they don't see us as a human being.
Oh yeah, that's a big one too.
Like, we are the little dog, you know, that stays in the shed in the backyard.
Yeah, but this dog has to be the best dog, the best show dog.
You have to be, yes.
At the end of the day, you have to make them proud to everyone else.
Exactly.
Even though they're like, you know, basically saying crazy stuff or letting people say crazy stuff to you, you still got to be the nicest dog, and they have to be the best owner and feel very proud to have you.
So, I guess, what advice would you give to individuals who, you know, because honestly speaking, I think that this, you know, pandemic Thanksgiving, right, is a blessing for many people who dread going to the Thanksgiving table every year. It's like, word, yeah. I could stay home and be, is this okay?
And be safe.
And be safe. Safe from the attacks.
And be safe.
I mean, how would you advise somebody who has to attend Zoom Thanksgiving? Because on my other side of the family, one of my cousins is trying to organize Zoom Thanksgiving, right? And they, on that side of the family, they are very notorious for asking the invasive questions. You know, every year I get older, so every year the questions get more and more intense, right?
Ooh, invasive.
Invasive. Like, I have a 14-year-old kid. It's like, I felt like I did my duty and I had the child, right? Like, because that's,
yes.
For some reason, outside of having a degree, having a child is also a rite of passage to humanhood.
Especially as a Black woman.
Yes. And I did that. I have my kid. But it's not enough. Now I need to have the girl. Nope. I have to have the girl, as if I can predetermine it. They're like, you have to have the girl. So, you know.
You can set your body to girl.
Exactly. Girl mode, please, you know.
Girl mode, please.
So I'm like not looking forward to Zoom Thanksgiving, but I feel like I'm a little more empowered this year, not because I have to be clapping back, but because I can just exit stage left. I can say,
amen.
You know,
amen.
Oh, the internet's acting up. Sorry. Or I can just.
My phone is being weird.
Yeah.
Something in the house is on fire. I got to go.
Or I can just be bold and say, leave, and just click leave.
I got to go. Yep. This is too much.
I mean, what are your tactics? What have been some of your tactics in the past for you know, swerving the attack or dealing with the attack head on?
Well, I think that for me, it's been a bumpy road because I went from being like the very, very obedient, like do everything that you're told child, to being like, wait a second, some of this stuff doesn't add up. And so I got to a point where it became kind of like, I am a Scorpio. I have my mother's quick tongue. So sometimes I said things that I really should not have. You know, when people asking you about your relationship and then you ask them like, so how is your marriage? And that's not always the best question to ask someone, especially if you know their business.
Exactly.
But I definitely think now that people have Zooms, they can completely exit. They can also, you know, cry malfunction, say something went wrong with their phone. And also I love the shutting off your video option, shutting off your, you know, muting your phone. Because sometimes you just need to be muted because you probably, no one should hear what you're about to say. And so I think that these tactics and using them wisely is going to be what's going to get people through, you know, a COVID Thanksgiving. But it might be a bit more of a blessing in disguise for a lot of people than we thought.
Yeah, I certainly think so. Because to be honest, it was getting very exhausting, especially when you come from a big family and you have family on so many sides and everybody wants to be Thanksgiving host. Because, you know, there's the drama there, too. Who's going to be Thanksgiving host? So now you have to now, you know, be schlepping.
Pledge your allegiance.
Yeah, you have to. You either have to pledge your allegiance to one, or you have to do 3-4 rounds. So, like, from noon, you're hopping around from Jersey to Brooklyn to
all over the place.
All over the place. All over the place. But I'm looking forward. I'm actually looking forward to Thanksgiving Zoom social distancing style because I'm tired. I'm fatigued.
fatigued. After the year we've had. If anything we've learned from 2020 is to be present, and it's all always to understand that, like, you just got to keep moving, keep pivoting, keep changing. Like, yes, these things get in your way, a hurdle comes, but you don't stop. You just figure out a way to circumvent it. And I'm grateful for the internet as much as I can't stand a lot of it. I'm grateful for it, you know, it being able to connect us even though we're so far apart. And I think that that's going to be really nice, especially for people like me who have learned through this entire process this year that I really like being alone. I love people. I love people. But I really have found an appreciation for my own company in this year.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like, what'd you say, Boo?
I was gonna say, I think a lot of people have found that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think some people might have gone the other direction where they're just like, I need to see someone, which is important, you know, to recognize, too. I'm just grateful that, like, after this crazy year, I understand that, like, I need community for sure. But I can spend a lot of time alone and be OK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always known that I like to be alone. People just did not respect that. they just, you know, because everybody, you know, when they see me outside of my quarters, I'm usually very social, right? They don't respect, though, the fact that I like my alone time. I actually like my alone time more than I do being. I'm one of those people, I have to want to be out and about, because there are days where I'm like, I need to be in like the bar, even though I'm going to be sitting at the bar watching my Netflix. I need to be around people because I've done that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But
and you know what you need and you know what your body craves. Exactly. So it's like, okay, cool. This is what my body needs right now. No problem.
Yeah. But I can say safely and confidently that my body does not crave hopping around for Thanksgiving this year. It does not crave being in 2030 party deep. It does not crave that this year. My lungs don't crave it. My lungs.
It does not crave. Mm-mm. It does not crave random people who supposedly changed your diapers and are expecting you to remember them since you were an infant.
Why is that?
Asking you personal questions about your life.
Why is that? They always like, I would like to understand how changing my diaper maybe once in your life,
maybe,
and I'm in my 30s, how that qualifies you and empowers you to speak on my life. How?
I have no idea. And also it's like, how do you expect me, now 30 years old, to remember you? Do you remember yourself, things that happened when you were an infant?
Especially when you don't come around, because these are the same people that don't really come around. It's like your mom has to give
You haven't seen me for 30 years. Yeah. Like, don't you remember? No.
Like, why is that part of the introduction? You don't remember me? I used to change your diapers. I used to feed you Gerber. Ou pas songer. Like, if you have to have that in the introductory speech, then that's problematic.
Then I don't owe you.
Yeah. And I don't owe you either.
I don't know you and I don't owe you. I love that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So yeah. So I don't know. This year is just going to, it feels so weird just talking about a social distancing Thanksgiving, a online Thanksgiving, but I feel like this might be the reset that a lot of people need. All those people who felt like they were forced to cook.
Like we've also been feeling that with like the birthdays and all that stuff that's been going on online. And I think that this is going to be the one holiday that really drives it home for everyone.
Yeah.
Cause it's like the one time everyone comes home, everyone does, you know? So it's like, oh no, seriously, this is real. We need to really think about, you know, how this is affecting our lives, but also, you know, finding community and finding ways to fellowship and see each other even through the craziness.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing for me that I've realized is that we can still be grateful. We can still show gratitude and we can still people, you know, how much we appreciate them, even though we're not in person. I think that people feel like we have to be in the same room to go around and say what we're thankful for.
Yeah, nope. Gone are the days. And I'm grateful. I think that like we can now, I don't know, maybe restructure how we think about, you know, gatherings and what that looks like. Because I mean, I feel like it's going to be a while before we have a big gathering the way that we used to, like just so cavalierly, like thousands of people in one room is not going to happen for a while. So I think we need to, you know, reimagine gatherings.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Especially for those of us that have elders that are, you know, that are vulnerable, right? And family members that are vulnerable. It, you know, we want to be around them. We want to show them love. We want to give them the hug. We want to, you know, do that one.
All that.
Yeah, that, you know, that, because to tell you the truth, even though I do not like being a victim of the Thanksgiving attacks, I love being first chair and witnessing
and witnessing the whole thing,
because that's where I get the tea, right? A lot of times don't get the tea because, you know, people are not sharing as much as they used to. I love witnessing the drama sometimes. I just don't like being part of the drama, but
no. We like a safe distance.
But it's like, I remember last year we were at Thanksgiving together and just the jokes that were going around the table. Like we were joking on, you know, one of our cousins that will not be named. I don't know if you remember the main joke. It was a, you know, I guess I don't want to give too much because they're probably listening, but I feel like if you know one of our cousins, that, you know, made an appearance change and that was the brunt of the Thanksgiving.
We all kind of focused on that, honed in.
Yeah.
But it was also really nice because it was also really nice to see how supportive, you know, people can be. But of course, after, you know, certain people left, of course, other people had stuff to say or people were shocked. You know, it was an interesting combo.
Yes. After the support comes the jokes, right? It's like, we support you. All right. Goodbye.
Because we're going to support you first.
And then we're going to have laughs.
But
on
then
you.
We're going to crack jokes.
Yes.
Because that's just how we are.
I just remember that being like the highlight, one of the highlights of my year. I don't think I laughed so much in the, you know, except for that.
That's another thing. I will say it's going to be harder to do this over, you know, Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
But that laughter is a vital part you know, you're just laughing until the back of your throat hurts or you can't breathe, your stomach's, you know, it's all kind of pain through your stomach. That's the type of community that like I look forward to every year. So I know that even if it's through Zoom, it might be harder because we're going to have more voices and things to take into account, but we can still have those moments.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess the takeaway of today's conversation is that, you know, yes, we're in hard times, we're in crazy times, but like everything else this year, we've had to make do, right? We've had to figure it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Thanksgiving, and it's like a lot of people are just like, well, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving anyways. But I feel like for Black people, for the most part, especially Haitian people, because Thanksgiving is not a thing in the country, it's about family time. So we don't care
it's
about
family time. Yeah.
We We don't care about, you know, the Indians and Plymouth Rock. Like, we don't even know the story.
Well, what I do know that is that I find it really cool that more Black people, especially because Black people have always kind of been there to kind of help take up the mantle of the indigenous people, because mm-hmm. we kind of share similar plights in the way that, like, it's just been a whole bunch of genocide.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, you think of 1492, and now I'm happy that people are starting to think of, you know, the first American genocide, you know, and instead of us just being like, oh, you know, these lovely, you know, Indians and these lovely Plymouth Rockers. No. These were murderers who killed and did terrible things and told people if they weren't going to be Christian, they would be gone. So I think that that's interesting to see that more people are understanding that. But then for Haitian people, I think it's beautiful because we need these family events. If for us, it's only weddings or funerals. We don't really do family reunions. So it's like this time is vital, and I'm grateful for it. So I know that, like, even if we're doing Zoom, or it'll be a little bit fragmented, I guess, compared to last year, the essence will still be the same. The jokes will still be there. It'll just be nicer because people can just exit if they don't like what's going on.
Exactly. Literally. Like, oh, Kote Rita, where did Shadrach go? Well,
oh, get a telephone at the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, telephone not coupe. I'm sorry for Mali.
Yeah, that's it. No, the phone is done. Battery's dead. Battery's dead. That's it.
Party done.
Oh, man. Well, Shadrach, I really hope, I don't know what the family is planning to do with respect to Thanksgiving. I think
it's going to be a Zoom, because that's what we've been doing, just Zooms,
so.
Even to see grandma and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like that might be the case. Of course, you know, you'll get the link.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably going to be Beda or Shasha
She's
or someone.
Probably. I mean, I was still secretly hoping that Beda does cook and we can do your time slot
smaller.
Pick up time for you, Rita, is 3. Pick up time for you, Shadrach, is 4.
Yeah. And you know, she is a love language through food type person. So she's probably going to
trust
cook.
Me. I know. I know. So I'm hoping that, although, because at the end of the day, we still need the food, right? What are we going to be Zooming to?
Of course.
I'm not cooking a turkey.
True.
I'm not even eating turkey at this point. So it's like, we're still going to need them.
Yeah.
To make
the
food. So if you're listening, family members who normally cook, although we are social distancing and having Zoom Thanksgivings, we still are relying on you to make the food. The food still has to be made. We will pick up. You can put it in a box in front of your house. Whatever you have to do. So
just let us know what time to roll through.
That's it. This does not excuse you from your cooking duties. It just excuses us from being in your house. That's all that is.
Amen.
That is. Amen. That's all that is. Well, Shadrach, you know, listen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I was like, which one of my many, many cousins would I want for this conversation? I'm like, Shadrach, the little funny one. Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to listening to this. And definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to be back.
Of course. I feel like over the years, you've become funnier and funnier. I don't know why that is.
I think it's like, it's our gestation period. I feel like as Pierres, we start out just like absorbing. And then after you get to a certain point, we all just like go crazy.
Yeah. Because you were always the little good one. And now I'm like, whoa, did Shadrach give that response? He's becoming bold. You're the little one who now.
The good one.
You broke out. You broke out and it was like, no more.
We grow up and I'm grateful for growth. I'm grateful for growth.
And a sharp tongue.
Oh, yes. We learn from the best, honestly.
We do, though. We do. We definitely learn from the best. Anywho. All right. Well, let me not keep
you
any longer.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love you, too. And I will hopefully see you at the Zoom Thanksgiving.
Yes. Zoom Thanksgiving. And we will be cracking jokes and muting our phones when necessary.
And muting our phones. Yes. And throwing things in the chat group and running. We're going to throw the comments and run.
Yes. Running. Throwing bombs and running.
All right, man. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. Wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving / family time together, whether it's in person or in Zoom. Remember, social distancing is key. Social distancing Thanksgiving is better than a ICU Christmas. So let's stick to the ordinances, or else King Cuomo and I don't know, yes, the Jersey governor will come after us, right?
Oh yeah, Murphy's coming. Murphy,
they're coming. They don't play games. They don't play games. All right, it's guys. Real. Later.
Later.
You were listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Sunday.
Can't wait to come back.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It's all on.